From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a contentious Medicare bill. First, though, our lead comes out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. The jury that first convicted the D.C. sniper, John Allen Muhammad, now says he should get the death penalty. Mr. Muhammad was found guilty last week in one of 10 sniper-style killings that terrorized the National Capital Region a year ago. The judge in the case will issue the formal sentencing early next year. Outside the courthouse this morning, prosecutor Paul Ebert praised the verdict.
It's a victory for society, I think, and I'm hopeful that we can send a message to other people who might be like-minded, and I'm hopeful that the American system of justice will be known to the world as what it is, the best in the world, and a system that works.
And with us from the Virginia Beach courthouse now is NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, how did Mr. Muhammad react there in the courtroom when he got this news?
Well, Alex, he reacted just the same as he's acted throughout much of this trial, completely emotionless. He stood there straight, his hands clasped at his waist and staring straight ahead as the clerk read out the two verdicts, the two sentencing recommendations to death. Afterwards, he shook hands with his defense attorneys as he was led out of the courtroom. But again, he's been very cold, emotionless throughout most of this trial, and today was absolutely no exception.
Why are there two death penalty sentences here?
Well, there were two capital murder charges, which decided that Muhammad was guilty of killing more than one person over a three-year period, and B, he was convicted under a new law. It's an anti-terrorism statute, committing murder in an act of terrorism. This law was passed after 9/11, and defense lawyers had said that it was really meant for the kind of widespread terrorist acts that we saw on that date, and not for murders or even a number of murders. So this was the first time that law was ever applied and the first time that anyone was sentenced to death under it.
There had been some delay on the part of this jury on Friday. They'd asked the judge for some clarification on death penalty. It looked for a while as though things might be hung up. What was your sense of their demeanor?
Well, it did seem that way on Friday, but this morning when the jury returned after just an hour and a half, it was clear that whatever hang-ups they had on Friday, they had worked out amongst themselves pretty quickly. And in fact, the jury foreman came out this morning, a gentleman by the name of Jerry Haggerty, who was a former fighter pilot, and he said basically they just wanted to find out what their responsibilities were under the law, what the options were. They just were seeking a little clarification. It doesn't seem as though there was a terribly divided jury. Obviously, they recommended unanimously for death this morning, so whatever hang-ups they had, they worked out pretty quickly.
Appeal is automatic in a death sentence case.
That's right, and there's also formal sentencing that will come in February. Judge Leroy Mollette has the option of reducing the sentence to life in prison without parole, but that's seen as highly unlikely. And again, because of this new anti-terrorism statute, it's likely that case may be appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
NPR's Brian Naylor. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Alex.